Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Mitch Payton, Pro Circuit Pulpcast from Unadilla. Marty came back. I had him in Phelps Mex Fantasy. I was very proud of our effort today. I told him that earlier in the truck. He's got his arm pump. Marty, we can build on this.
He basically said that he believes it was amazing and obviously wished he would have done it sooner. But he thought it was from when he broke his neck. Because he never had it kind of before. And then he got it done, and like I just told you, he rode 3 days before today, and he said his arms are great today. So, like, yeah. It's sad it's a little bit late, but I'm happy for him that he got it done just for him.
Yeah, I mean, you just want to, you know, he's obviously pointed out of the class, so he's not coming back next year, and you want to have him finish six motos strong.
Yeah, that wasn't very smart to point out. He even admitted that today.
I thought he was taking a dive. That was the word on the street.
He wasn't going to take a dive. I was going to make him take a dive.
I mean, I don't know. Hey, I just interviewed Dylan Ferrandis over there. He got the win today, obviously, but I told him, like, it's really cool to watch you and Adam push each other. They were both pretty equal today. I think they had five or six laps in the one of the motos that were basically the same, almost identical. It's really cool. These guys are pushing each other.
It was good racing, I got to admit. Like, it was, I could have picked a little bit better outcome, but I mean, honestly, they both rode great.
Yeah.
Like, Dylan's a good outdoor rider. Adam's proving to be a fantastic outdoor rider. And, you know, like, it's up to them.
Yeah.
Like, they both rode really good. And then what was really cool was, like, you want to see, like, a mistake. You know, like, yeah. And Adam, the second moto, he got stuck behind a lap or one lap. And that gave Dylan a little bit of a gap, and then the very next lap he did make a mistake.
Yep.
And then it went to 4 seconds, and I'm like, oh.
But so then it got down to like 2.2 or whatever
by the end. Yeah. You know, he caught it back up, but I think it was a little bit late. Like, yep. I think if he wouldn't have made that mistake, you know, and then he could have put a charge on maybe, but, like, you know, it's hard because they were so equal. And you just didn't see many mistakes out of either one of them.
Yeah, whoever beat who off the start in each moto was the guy who won. And as the title gets down and closer and closer, I mean, Chase Sexton had a good day today, but they're rising above everybody. I think they're just starting to, you know, become that singular push to the front.
Yep, and I think that happens when you see guys get into this fight like this.
Yep. Yep.
It reminds me of, like, Brown and Langston, because.
Yep.
When you look back at those little eras where they're going after something, and you would watch those guys qualify, and they would, like, if you look back, Brownie and Langston would be 1 or 2 seconds quicker than everybody else, even in qualifying. So you knew, you're like, oh, it's going to be one of them. And they would just get into it by themselves, and, like, maybe it was 125s, because they could actually overcome a bad start. But now, like, it seems like the start's so critical.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be there in that top five. You got to be able to see the guy.
Right.
Or if not, you're going to be too far back and buried, and you can't do anything that much faster than the other guy, so you're going to be screwed.
It's crazy how a 30-minute plus two race still comes down to a freaking start.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like 35 minutes, but it doesn't.
I think it's something to do. Well, the bikes are, there's more parity in the bikes.
Yeah.
You know, the longer we run the same platform, everybody gets a little bit more equal. And then, because I even said that in Supercross, you know, like, I wonder about that, because, like, I watched old races where, like, Jeremy and Ezra would start 15th,
yeah,
and they could go to the front.
Yeah.
And you don't do that in Supercross anymore either.
Yeah.
And I think that's the tracks also. You know, like, everything is more mimicked. Like, the outdoor tracks are more similar.
I would say training is better than it used to be, too.
Yeah, and I think there's a bigger group of guys that train harder versus the old days. I think there was a small group of guys that trained hard. So that benefited them.
Yeah, I agree. Talking to Marchbanks beginning of the day, first time here for him, said he didn't like the track, didn't feel it so well. And I mean, it was ruddy, it was fast. I guess it is maybe an acquired taste, Unadilla?
Well, it is ruddy because, like, it's – but it's always been that way. So, like, when you start down a straightaway, there's just ruts everywhere. You got to pick a rut and ride it, but, like, you got to figure it out. And I don't think you can say – well, if you want a title, you can't blame the track. You're going to have to figure that out. You're going to have to ride fast regardless whether you like it or not. I think there was days in the old days where I think Ricky, I think Bradshaw and all those guys liked the East Coast tracks and they hated the West Coast tracks, but they would still win on the tracks that they hated.
Right.
So just deal with it.
Yeah, Bradshaw told the guys at Hangtown that the best way to improve it was to put a close sign on it, and then he won that later that year.
Yep. Yeah. What can I do to improve this track? Put a for sale sign on the front gate.
Yeah. Right. Actually, that leads me to my last question. So Damon's coming in studio, Pulp Mech Show on Monday. He's going to stay for the whole show. What do you remember about, what do you think about when I say Damon Bradshaw?
Well, I always liked his mom and dad, Randy and Marcia. And little bastard. One time he came over to my house and we raced RC cars. And it was me and him and Mike Guerra, I think. And I had an RC track, like, in the back of my house. And that was those old crappy Tamiya cars.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a black motor, which was really fast. And I was a terrible driver. And so I got going really fast. And I took him out at the end of a corner. And he freaked out and ran over to my car. And, like, he kicked it. And my car shot like it was a football. And then it flipped over, and he ruined the front end on it. And I'm like, I called him a little effer. I'm like, what the hell? And he had a temper when he was like 12.
Right.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Well, you fucking hit me. And I'm like, I was out of control. I didn't mean to. And he ruined my car. I had to fix it and everything. And, like, he was a super cool kid, and he was a badass rider. And I always liked him, and I loved his parents. And to this day, like, and even his brother was cool. I liked the whole family. Like, they were, like, probably some of the coolest parents in that era that I liked because I could hang out with them and have fun. And Damon was just, he was all in when he was young.
Yeah.
And, like, wished he could have won a championship, and he deserved it. But he did win a 125 title. But, like, he truly, like, he was the beast from the East. And if you went to Atlanta, he owned him.
Right. Like, Charlotte, when he won Charlotte. Yeah.
Anywhere. Like, you went to the East Coast, and he owned him. You know, like, they love that kid. And it was, I'm sure that's for Monster Trucks probably the same way because he carried that name. But, like, he's still a friend, and he's a great rider, good person.
Cool. Thank you.
All right.